This goes to Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S-P-A-C, fax 989-828-6853. Regarding Ethan, E-T-H-A-N, Tinson, T-I-N-S-O-N, date of birth March 8th of 1989. Dear Mr. Daniels, this is a consultation for Mr. Tinson, who was sent for evaluation of microscopic and gross hematuria. We know he has a strong family history of renal disease. His mother currently has hematuria that is microscopic and decreased kidney function. And his grandfather also had IgA nephropathy, according to old records that we reviewed, and also required dialysis prior to his death in 2012. And his mother's sister, his aunt, was a former patient of this practice, last seen in 2013, and she had a kidney biopsy done that was did not reveal any specific cause for the hematuria. But he does have a brother and sister. Both of them do not have evidence of hematuria currently, but mother does, and his maternal cousin, the sister's son, also has hematuria and kidney dysfunction. And he was in the emergency room in Midland. That was March 12th of 2023 for obvious gross hematuria and abdominal pain. And they did a CAT scan of the pelvis and abdomen with contrast, March 12, 2023. Both kidneys were normal in size without hydronephrosis, and ureters and bladder appeared unremarkable. The CAT scan was essentially normal. They thought initially he had a urinary tract infection, but that was not true. There was just gross hematuria and proteinuria at that time. He does have a history of high blood pressure, and he is now on Losartan 50 milligram daily, and that seems to be helping blood pressure. His wife has been helping check it, the blood pressure at home, and we've advised her to, we like the blood pressure to be 130 over 70 to 80 or less. The patient has been trying to follow a low-salt diet. He has had some trouble with inflammatory conditions in the both eyes, usually one side at a time. He has iris and ciliary body disorder that have been intermittent. Currently, he does have some back pain, low back pain in the flank area and lower, and intermittent problems with muscle spasms, although he does work in construction, and he's a contractor, so he does a lot of heavy, difficult work. He currently denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No cloudiness or blood in the urine, no nocturia, no incontinence, no history of kidney stones to his knowledge, no UTIs. He has had the visible hematuria. He's also had some history of rectal bleeding, none currently for several years. No edema or claudication symptoms, no unusual rashes or excessive bruising. Past medical history is significant for hypertension and the iris and ciliary body disorder of both eyes. Past surgical history, he had a sigmoidoscopy in 2019 that found internal hemorrhoids to be the cause of his rectal bleeding. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. He does consume alcohol, small amounts daily. He denies illicit drug use. He is married, and he is a contractor owning his own business. family history, coronary artery disease, and the limb, I think it's L-I-M-B, girdle form of muscular dystrophy is strong in that family. Mother has it as well as several other relatives with elevated CPK levels. He's also had, and all of the kidney disease is on the maternal side of the family when we take the history. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he's on Losartan, 50 milligram daily. Amends multivitamin once a day. Probiotics, 2 daily. And he does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height 72 inches, weight 240 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 132 over 88. Pulse is 66, and oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen. Non-tender and no flank tenderness. Extremities, no edema. Pedal pulses are 2+. Brisk capillary refill. Lab studies. Most recent lab studies. We have a urine analysis done 3/12 of 2023. The urine appeared red at that time, with low specific gravity of 1.004. The blood was 3+, protein 30+. Our red blood cells were greater than 100. There were no white blood cells. No casts noted. There was no indication for a culture insensitivity, even though they showed a 3+ bacteria on the urine. And creatinine 3/12 of 23, 1.0, calcium 8.8, sodium is 135, potassium 3.7, carbon dioxide is 25, albumin 4.2, liver enzymes are normal. And hemoglobin 3/12 of 2023 is 15.5, normal white count. Normal platelets. We also have a serum protein electrophoresis. That was a normal pattern with normal fractions. Complement levels were normal. C-reactive protein is less than 0.5. Protein C activity greater than 150. Protein S, 152. Sed rate was 17. Random protein was 25. And the glomerular basement membrane antibodies were negative at 0. Assessment and plan. 1. Hematuria with preserved renal function and normal creatinine levels. Most likely this is a genetic inherited disorder coming from the maternal side, since mother, grandfather, maternal cousin, and mother's sister all have renal disease and hematuria. It may be an IgA nephropathy, at least that's what the grandfather's record indicated, but the aunt's record was inconclusive when she had a renal biopsy, and mother did not have a renal biopsy. So we would only consider the patient having a biopsy if he would to actually be considered for possible FDA drug trial treatments, once we knew exactly what was causing the hematuria. And number 2 is hypertension, and we want to keep his blood pressure 130 or less, over 70 to 80 or less. So we want him to check his blood pressure at home at least once a week for 4 weeks, and then let us know the readings in case we would need to add back the low-dose hydrochlorothiazide. He should continue to follow a strict low-sodium diet and avoid caffeinated beverages. We want him to have lab studies done every 6 months, and he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.